Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Do you know that we have not one, not two, not three, but five local civic media stations that carry the Brewers game first pitch in, I believe, let's see, one, two, three, the fourth of fifth games in 4 days between the Brewers and the Cubs in this marathon series. We've got five stations carrying that game. Our coverage will begin at 6:30. I mentioned them before. Our newest affiliate, WBZH, out in Hayward, CQM in Park Falls, ISS in Oshkosh, RJN out of Racine and Kenosha, of course, RCE out of Richland Center. I'm going to be watching the game, folks. Cannot wait. Maybe an adult beverage on this fine afternoon. Maybe I won't even watch it. Maybe it requires an adult beverage outside listening to the Brewers call on our local civic stations. Folks, have a wonderful afternoon. If you've got a story about one of your free George Webb burgers or a favorite Brewers memory, I want to hear about it now. 855-752-4842. Did you get your burgers worth? How many people were there? Was it an enjoyable experience? 855-75-CIVIC. Again, one of the things that you have heard me talk about is the fact that I think the Brewers are such perhaps even more than the Packers or the Bucks, there's something about the Brewers and the fact that they have never won a World Series that I think is super inspiring and engaging for Wisconsinites and Milwaukeeans alike, because it reflects how hard we work, frankly, how I think underappreciated, sometimes disrespected we are here in Wisconsin. So I think this is such a special moment for the team and the state and the Milwaukee area. I encourage folks to have some fun on this ride and lean in to the Brewers baseball fun a bit more. I've got a fun story for you out from just our neighbors to the east in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I wanted to share this with you because things sometimes are a little dark. In Farmington last week, apparently a very precocious four-year-old accidentally called 911. And proceeded to have a fairly extensive conversation with the dispatcher about his favorite sports and swimming. The dispatcher kept the kid on the line. They dispatched an officer just to make sure everything was well, and it was. It was just an accidental call. But they developed, the officer and the four-year-old developed a little rapport. The officer showed the kid inside of his cruiser. He introduced him to his brother, Mitch. So the kid was Micah and Mitch hanging out, checking out the cruiser. They talked about his love of soccer and swimming. And Officer El Hag learned that Mitch was celebrating his birthday this past Sunday. So the police department in Farmington Hills, Michigan, came together and they had a small crew of officers in their day shift go out and visit Micah on his birthday, which I thought was so sweet. This is according to WDIV. The officer came back with birthday presents for the young man, a new soccer goal, and a police cap and badge. And here's what the officer had to say. Quote, "I just did it for the kids, honestly. I just see my son there. So being a dad, I think every day I can understand what that's about for me. I love the kids." And the city also pointed out that while accidental 911 calls do happen, we always want kids to feel safe and comfortable reaching out to us. So turning the small mistake by Micah into a moment of connection is what community policing is all about. And I wanted to remind you, in the spirit of baseball and community policing, Milwaukee police officers still carry around baseball cards. I saw one out on patrol last week, went up to him and said, "Hey, you got some baseball cards?" And he gave me three or four of them. So that's what I'm going to be doing, is asking our local officers for baseball cards. I think it's a great way for communities to get re-engaged with folks. Terry from Cross Plains says that her husband stood in line for 20 minutes today for a free burger. And we got a freebie from R.P. Adler in Madison yesterday as well. And they even gave her service dog in training a free burger. I love that, Terry from Cross Plains. Thank you for sharing. Cam from Appleton says he is impressed with the scope of scouting now globally for the Brewers, and certainly is impressed by the Japanese fandom and talent development coming out of Japan. Yeah, that's one place I have never seen a baseball game in, but boy, that would be special. I've seen a rugby game in Hong Kong, but no baseball yet in Japan. I've got to put that on the bucket list. I'm also hearing from Mark in Prairie du Sac. He says he's got some friends that went out and got some burgers at George Webb today. And our very own Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media, he's got a picture of himself enjoying a free burger. Folks, if you're not in line yet, you may be out of luck because those free burgers go today just until 6 p.m. I remember my wait in line was not 20 minutes back in 1987 when I did this with my buddies. I think we were in line for at least a couple hours, huge crowds back then. Listen, folks, that's going to do it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow with another packed show and great guests. Remember, I'll stick up for you and stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together. Go Brewers!